This is Health Matters, taking an in-depth look at how to build healthier habits.
Like exercising daily, as we mentioned last week, a big obstacle to developing a good exercise routine is an ingrained habit of not exercising. Like 1 or 2 decades of sedentary living, when you haven't exercised for years, you just plain don't feel like it. How does one go about changing this?
It requires powerful motivation. One strong motivator may be the simple fact that exercise feeds the brain. Physical exercise increases the levels of a protein that acts directly on the brain's memory channels. That means exercise can improve our learning capacity.
That protein helps to develop new neurons in the brain, as well as contribute to overall neuron health. In other words, exercise maximizes our brain power. That's why there is a direct connection between lack of exercise and a decline in memory. The reverse is also true. A declining memory can be revived with daily exercise.
Even memory issues associated with dementia and Alzheimer's can be improved with exercise. Multiple studies with seniors confirm that 1 year of aerobic exercise was associated with significantly larger volumes of memory activity. In fact, the actual size of the brain area associated with thinking and recall increased over a year's time with regular, vigorous exercise.
But vigorous is a discouraging word. If you haven't exercised for years, adopting an exercise regimen of vigorous aerobic exercise sounds too daunting to even try, especially if you have weight issues.
That's why starting slow is key. You don't have to switch from years of inactivity to 30 minutes a day of aerobic exercise. If you spent the last decade doing office work during the day and then driving, shopping, watching TV, and doing household chores the rest of the time, you can't all of a sudden run a mile.
The first step is commitment, making a conscious decision to build an exercise routine into your daily life. Then realizing it has to be gradual, done in a way that doesn't feel punishing, so you don't get discouraged. Even a 10-minute walk is a beginning. And if you do that 10-minute walk every day, you'll find that you will almost naturally want to increase it to 15 minutes and then 20.
The ultimate goal is a minimum of 30 minutes a day. Well, actually, there are 2 ultimate goals. One is the minimum of 30 minutes of exercise. The other is to work up to a pace that is vigorous. But you don't have to start there. Starting with a 10-minute leisurely walk is a big improvement in itself.
Improved memory and overall brain health are not the only benefits derived from daily exercise. Another is cardiovascular fitness. A primary measure of cardiovascular fitness is the level of oxygen uptake during vigorous exercise. The higher the uptake, the healthier the heart and the vascular systems.
So there you have it. Exercise keeps the brain and the heart in fit condition. In fact, there's a direct connection between vascular and brain health. Small vessel disease is a causal factor in age-related dementia. Keeping the blood vessels in the brain healthy keeps the mind sharp through old age.
Small vessel disease is also associated with stroke and microbleeds. Since so many problems of aging can be prevented by simply exercising every day, it does seem wise and sensible to start with that simple 10-minute walk per day.
Not to mention the other benefits of daily exercise, like the reduction of osteoporosis and fracture risk, like a reduced risk of falling, and the reduction of depression and anxiety, an effect that is almost immediate.
One last point is worth noting for young adults. Daily exercise keeps the muscles strong, which is no small thing. From age 30 on, we lose muscle mass and function if we don't exercise. A loss that can be as much as 5% per decade. Symptoms of muscle loss include weakness and a loss of stamina.
So are you motivated to exercise daily? Remember to start slow. Try 10 minutes a day and keep at it.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potent, engineered by Emily Marshall. Our readers are Justin Taylor, Daniel Cheer, and Emily Marshall. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to our healthy community.